Let's pray before we go to God's word.
让我们先祷告。
Lord, some of us may have a stressful week and maybe we're distracted. Some of us are maybe thinking about what we want to do this week. And some of us maybe are just maybe depressed about some of the things that has happened in our lives. I pray that during the next half hour, Lord, that you would speak to each one of us in a very special way, that we will leave this place changed, Lord. So God, we pray for your presence. We ask that you be with us, that you give us ears that are sensitive to your words, hearts that are open, and help us to really encounter you even now. We thank you for this opportunity in Jesus' name.
Yeah. Amen.
Jill loved going to the church.
Jill 喜欢去教会。
But after going to college, she began to doubt her faith.
但是当她上了大学以后呢，她对自己信仰就有疑问了。
You see, her professor started telling her about scripture and the characters and Jesus in here. They're made up stories.
因为他的教授呢，学校的教授说呢，这圣经里面的这些话呢，还有耶稣基督这些都是杜造出来的。
So all those little doubts that were planted made her faith a little bit unsettled.
所以这些那个很多的疑问呢，就让她的信仰呢有动摇。
During the peak of her doubts, as she's questioning her faith,Her father died.
就在他对这些有很多疑问的时候呢，他的父亲过世了。
And he died a very slow, painful death because of cancer.
他是在很痛苦的那个过程当中过世，是因为癌症的关系。
Now Jill is in a total state of denial.
那现在呢，他是完全那个不相信了。
If there's a God, how could he allow this?
如果有神的话，他为什么允许这个发生呢？
Whenever I pray for my dad,Am I just speaking to thin air?
当我为我的父亲祷告的时候，我只是对稀薄的空气在讲话吗？
There's no doubt that all of us who are sitting here, we experience some doubts in our lives, right?
也许我们在座的每一位也有一些疑问。
Especially in regards to our faith.
特别是对我们的信仰。
Maybe someone start questioning, maybe God's like Santa Claus, right? It's all made up.
也许有时候有人会想说，那个神也是像那个圣诞老公一样，是被铸造出来的。
You know, we teach one thing in church, but then when we go to college, now we understand the real thing.
那我们在教会里听的是一套，我们去了大学又学到了另外一个新的那个。
Maybe some of us here are here at church and we're worshiping outwardly, but inwardly, we don't really believe this stuff.
也许在座的有些，虽然在那个外在的事还是在教会里面，但是内心呢，并不是很相信。
Question to you guys this morning, how do I know, or how do we know that Jesus is for real?
所以今天要问大家一个问题，说我们如何知道神是真实的呢？
How could we really know that the gospel is true?
我们如何知道这圣经里面所讲的话是真实的呢？
So let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 again.
让我们再翻到哥林多前书的十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, and from there we'll look at four evidence that points to the fact that Jesus, Israel, did die for our sins and he came back to life three days later.
这哥林多前书的十五章里面呢，有四个地方呢，告诉我们神是真实存在的。
Alright, so 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. Verse 3. For what I receive, I pass on to you as of first importance that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. Verse 5. And that he appeared to Peter.To the 12, and after that, he appeared to more than 500 brothers who were at that time, and some of them still living, or most of them still living, though some have fallen asleep or passed away. Then he appeared to James, to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me as well, the one who is abnormally born.
这里哥林多前书十五章呢，一到八节里面告诉我们，弟兄们，我如今把先前所传的给你们的福音告诉你们知道。这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了；又照圣经所说，第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看。 后来一时显给500多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经碎了的。以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。
First of all, we know that the gospel message is true because of tradition.
首先我们知道圣经里面所讲的是真实的，因为这是传下来的。
Tradition is a set of truths that's been practiced and believed over and over again.
这些传统呢是在很多很多年的传下来的。
Right, take a look at verse 3.
看第三节。
For what I receive, I pass on to you. Right?
我当日所领受的又传给你们。
And what did he pass on to you? This particular message of who Christ is.
所以他就传了这个信息，就说谁是基督是谁。
Now, why would he want to do that?
他为什么要这样做呢？
This is really important because he is about to explain and prove to those, his audience, the resurrection of everyone.
所以他是想要证明给在座的那些听众们，就是知道说这个复活是会临到每一个人头上的。
First Corinthians chapter 15 is one of the most important chapters in the whole Bible because it talks about the resurrection of not just believers but everyone who ever lived.
哥林多前书的这十五章呢，是在圣经里面相当重要的一个章节，因为它告诉我们说，不是只有基督复活，而是我们每一个人都有机会复活。
Now you gotta understand this is important because even during this time, the idea of resurrection was not even in the Roman and Greek mythology.
我们讲到这个复活呢，并没有出现在这个罗马的教里面。
Even the Jews didn't have this clear picture of what the resurrection was.
甚至犹太人也就是无法想象这个复活的这个景象。
At best, you have maybe Ezekiel 37.
那也许你那个可以看到在以
one of the prophets
的其中的一个那个先者的那个所讲的。
So before he proves to the audience that there is going to be a resurrection, not of just Christians, but everyone, he wants to remind them of their foundation of faith.
所以呢，他要告诉我们的是，不是只有基督，耶稣基督会复活，而是我们每一个人都有复活的那个机会。这个是根基。
So he reminds them of tradition, the tradition of what they believe.
这就是我们所要相信的传统。
Now, I think a lot of us, we use the word differently now, right? Tradition, Thanksgiving is tradition to have turkey.
我们说那个火，这感恩节是吃火鸡是一个传统。
Maybe you have a wedding, it's a Chinese wedding, it's tradition to have a tea ceremony.
也许如果你有个那个中国式的婚礼的话，那个喝茶就是敬茶是一个特别的传统。
Maybe you're a big football fan, and so every Sunday for you, it's tradition.You know, to take off all your shirts and put on all this makeup to go to the ball game.
如果是你是个足球迷的话，也许这个是你的传统。每个礼拜天呢，就是穿戴了那个化了妆，就是要去看这个球赛了。
We can understand this particular tradition of who Christ is carefully worded, and they don't try to change it.
我们讲到这个圣经里面的那个传统，就是每一字句子呢，每一句话都是那个很就是很实在写的。
If there's just a small change in the tradition, people will pick it up right away.
如果你要改变传统的话，人们马上就会发现的。
For example, I'm away from home for a long time, right? And I'll come back and my mom will cook me a meal.
你就举例说，那我离开家很久的时候，以后呢，回来以后，妈妈就做了这个菜给我吃。
Let's say my dad says, "Here, this is what mom cooked you." All right.
那爸爸就说啊，这个就是妈妈平常会做的菜。
I put it in my mouth. I taste it.
我就吃了。
It's so different. I'm like, there is no way my mother made this.
那我就觉得哎呀，很不一样啊！我觉得不是妈妈做的呀。
Dad, you made it, didn't you?
爸爸是你做的吧
？Why? Because the way my mom cooks, she's done it for so long. You're used to a certain way.
因为妈妈是一直这样做，我已经习惯这个感觉，这个味道。
Similarly, the tradition that has been passed on from one generation to the next is careful. It's meticulously done, and so there is no error.
所以呢，这个传统呢，一代一代传下来呢，是很实在，而且是很精确的，不会改变的。
When they were writing scripture, when the rabbis would write scripture, record it, make copies.
所以呢，在那个那个 Rabbi 在那个写那个经文的时候是，就是后面的人会真实的把它那个 copy 下来。
Sometimes they will write a word, they'll get up, wash your hands, take a bath, and then write another word and wash your hands, take a bath again, because they were so careful with God's word.
那有时候他们在抄写这个那个经文的时候是，他写一写又去那个洗完了又来写。再去那个洗，就是说就是很小心的把这些来传下来。
So they're very careful with tradition.
他们非常对那个传统是非常小心的保护。
I say some of you guys here still doubt the tradition, right?
但是有些人还是对那个传统是有疑问的。
I say I start saying, "Hey, did you know Jesus wore Chinese sandals?"
但我说，哎，你知道那个耶稣基督是穿那个中国式的那个拖鞋吗？
And then I'll tell Auntie Dolly, Auntie Dolly, Auntie Fanny, Auntie Tammy, how my dad, and you know, Auntie Abigail, and so on and so forth.
那我就一个一个那个人就讲了一个那个另外一个Fanny 阿姨就又传给爸爸又传给别人。
And all the way to the back where Teresa is sitting, and she's like, "What? Jesus wear yellow sandals?"
那一直传到后面，如果 Teresa 坐在那边听说说啊。耶稣是穿那个黄色的拖鞋吗？
If she didn't believe it, what can she do?
如果她不相信的话，她能做什么呢？
She could double check every person who transmitted that message, right?
她就会回过头来那个来跟告诉她的人来查，那另外的人也会回过头来查。
In the end, she could just come to me. Hey, is that true? Right? Even though it has gone through maybe many people's or even many years, she could always double check with me because I hope I'm still alive by then.
那虽然他要从别人这个从传给他人来问，其实他可以直接来问我。如果很多年以后我还在的话。
Similarly, when the tradition of Jesus dying on the cross and coming back to life and Scripture being written, guess what? Those disciples were still alive.
所以呢，我们讲到了耶稣基督被钉死又复活，然后在圣经里面所记载的这些使徒们，他们都还活着。
So even if you doubted the tradition or the oral tradition, right, of the message, you could always double check with those who saw Jesus.
所以呢，你虽然听到了这些那个信息，你如果不是很确定、很相信的话，他还可以回过头来跟这些使徒们那个来证实。
In fact, you know, we have tradition on our side to the point that we actually made a creed, right? Maybe you heard this before. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible.
所以你知道还讲到了就是基督在那个天上的父，我们那个相信这个那个经文。
You know what I like about the Roman Catholic churches? They make them recite this over and over again.
你知道在罗马天主教会里面，他们叫他们一直念，重复念。
You see, they have tradition on the side. That creed, that Apostles' Creed, is never changed.
因为这个那个经文呢，是从来不会改变的。
So for more than 1,700 years, that's been recited in churches over and over and over again.
所以1,700年来，在所有的教会里面，一直在重复不断的在那个念。
Okay, so we have tradition on our side. The second thing is we have Scripture on our side.
第二呢，我们说我们有那个经文可查的。
Scripture validates God's word.
那个经文呢，又是对神的话呢，有更有确据。
Take a look at verses 3 and 4.
我们再来看那个三节和四节。
For what I receive, I pass on to you as first importance that Christ died for our sins according to what? According to Scripture. And then he repeats again, he was raised on the third day according to what? According to Scripture.
所以你看到三章里面那个他讲了，我当日所领受的，就说第一是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。你看他都是说真照圣经所说。
Scripture is not mentioned once, but twice.
在这里，圣经呢讲了，提醒了，提了两次，而不是一次。
You think that's important?
你知道这是重要吗
？We know that from Isaiah 53, from Psalm 14, there are hundreds of passages that prophesied the birth and death and resurrection of Christ.
所以呢，在以赛亚书也好，在那个那个赞美诗诗篇里面也好，他们都讲到了，就是那个耶稣基督那个钉死又复活。
So there are hundreds of passages in the Old Testament that saying, you know what, this person is real. In fact, he is coming to save us from our sins, and in fact, he will come again to judge us.
所以在圣经里面有好几百个章节里面都讲到了这个基督的那个死而复活。
Now these prophecies were actually written hundreds of years before the birth of Christ.
这些呢，那个经文呢，是在耶稣基督诞生的几百年前就写好的了。
Now, question you guys, what's the chances that if someone wrote something hundreds of years ago, and that particular message coming true hundreds of years later, what's the chances of that? What's the probability?
你看，如果说一个人写了一些东西，在几百年前写的东西，要在几百年以后才会发生，而且发生的事真的就是他写的东西，这个几率是多少呢？
For example, Micah 5:2 says that Jesus was to be born in Bethlehem.
比如说那个他讲说耶稣会在伯利恒生。
What's the chance of that actually happening?
这个是真实发生的几率是多少呢？
So Professor Stoner, at Westmont College, he decided to examine that.
So Professor Westmont, 他在Professor Stoner 在 Westmont College 呢，他就决定来研究这个事情。
He and 600 other students tried to find different probabilities of these prophecies coming true.
他和其他600个学生呢一起来在那个调查说研究这个是多少的真实性。
So for one prophecy coming true, just one, the probability of happening is 1 out of 300,000.
他其中有一个呢，发现说啊，是这个发生的几率呢是一对那个三十万。
For eight prophecies, right? You just keep multiplying 1 over 300,000. It's 1 and 17 zeros behind it, or 1 out of 100,000 trillion.
那所以这个八个人的这个去证实他们的那个真实性呢，大概是好几百兆的那个几率，一又好几百兆的那个几率。
Hitting the mega millions is not good enough. You have to hit it more than 3 times to get that number.
所以你要写一个 million 一百万还是不够，要这个百万要很多乘很多次以后。
Or put it this way, in Texas, you know, Texas is big, most of it is just sand.
你知道德州是非常大的，很多地方都是就是沙漠。
If I cover Texas with lots of quarters,
如果我把那个德州用那个 quarter 来覆盖的话，
that's two feet deep and cover every single inch of Texas.
所以呢，这要用的那个 quarter 呢，那个要cover 就整个那个德州呢，两个 feet cover 整个德州要两尺这么深。
And on one of these little quarters, I put a little marking on it.
如果我把这个quarter 上画了一个记号。
What's the chances of I blindfold a person, let's say someone here like Isabel, and I say, Isabel, you could go anywhere in Texas, stick your hand in there and grab out a quarter.
那我说把这个已经做了记号的 quarter 放在那里呢，我叫伊莎贝尔去拿，就说你就是去摸一个这个有什么样的几率能够摸到这一个那个做记号的那个 quarter 呢？
Anywhere you want, how deep you want, what's the chance of her actually hitting the right one?
所以这他的能够拿到这个的 quarter 的几率是多少呢？
If she get it right, that's fulfilling only 8 prophecies.
所以呢，他所拿到的几率呢，就是这个八个先知那个先知所拿到。
Conservative scholars, right? These are liberal scholars. Just liberal scholars believe that there are over 300 prophecies in the Old Testament.
那现代的这些那个学者呢，他们知道说这个先知呢有300个先知在那里。
I mean, imagine the probability all those prophecies coming true concerning this Jesus person.
如果这些先知所讲的都是真实的话，那是多少呢？
You know what this professor said in the end? He said, any man who rejects Christ as the Son of God is rejecting a fact proved perhaps more absolutely than any other fact in the world.
如果这个后来呢，这个教授做的结论是说，如果谁能够那个就说拒绝相信这是真实的话呢，那你就是拒绝相信这是世界上最真实的一个那个最有确据的一个事实。
He came to that conclusion just by studying probabilities.
所以呢，他们就是用这个几率呢来做的研究得出的结论。
So we have tradition, we have scripture, and our third one will be eyewitnesses.
所以我们有传统，我们有经文的记载，下面然后我们还有证人。
Eyewitnesses validate the gospel message.
这些证人们就是来证明了那个圣经里所讲的真实性。
Take a look at verses 5 to 7.
我们再来看五到七节。
Paul said that Christ, when he came back to life, he appeared to Peter, he appeared to the 12, he appeared to 500 other people, and then he appeared to James and the apostles, and then he appeared to me.
所以这里有讲到，他说，他那个显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来意思又显给五百多弟兄看，其中大半都如今还活着。后来他还显给雅各看，也显给保罗看。
Why would anyone painstakingly write all these names down, when especially when you know papyrus and ink was expensive in the first century?
所以他为什么要写了这么多的这些人的名字啊？这些写下来，特别是那个时候那个写这个的笔是相当贵重的。
Because he's trying to say that not only did a few people see it, a lot of people see it, and they were not hallucinating.
所以他想要告诉我们的是，不是只有几个人，是很多人都看到的，是能够证明的。所以这不是假的，不是杜造出来的。
It's like all of us here go home tonight, and tomorrow we all come together and say, hey, we have the same dream. I mean, what's the probability of that?
如果我们今天这些人都回去的话，我们隔天、明天告诉说，有人说啊，我们都做了同样的那个梦。这个几率是多少呢？
So it cannot be hallucination because there are over 500 people, right? And Paul painstakingly wrote even the names of these people down.
所以呢，你就知道说，他写的这些人，这五百多个弟兄，他们所讲的、所看到的是真的是真实的，因为不可能这些人都是看到是不那个不真实的。如果他是假造的话。
According to Mark 16.
在马可十六章，马可福音的十六章。
You guys know who were the first people to see the resurrected Christ?
你知道谁是那最早看到复活的事吗？
Mary Magdalene, Mary and Mary the mother of Jesus and Salome.
那是马大拉的玛利亚和那个撒罗米。
Three women.
三个女人。
Now you understand.In this particular culture, women's testimony, they're useless.
所以这是当时是觉得女人是没用的。
So let's say I commit a crime. I guess everyone here in the front pews who are women, they saw me do it in a court of law. Their testimonies will not even count.
在那个时候呢，如果是男人，比如说我在你们面前就是犯了罪了，如果在座的看到了全部是女人的话，他们的作证是没用的。
They are invalid. They are not quote unquote reliable witnesses according to the Roman culture.
在那时候罗马时代的时候呢，那女人的话呢是不可信的，是不能作数的。
But according to scripture, who were the first people to saw Jesus? It was women.
但是呢，照圣经里面所讲的说，最早看到耶稣复活的是三个女人。
Well, what kind of I guess, quote unquote, idiot would say that women saw it if you know that women's testimony don't count.
所以人家说，哎，你这么奇怪，不是那个时候说是女人的话是不可相信的吗？但是这里所记载的是三个女人看到。
So that means that if Mark said that it was women, chances are it was women.
所以如果马可能在这里说是三个女人看到，那就必然是三个女人看到了。
He's telling the truth. He's not deviating from it.
所以他是那个讲的是真实的那个真理，而不是随便讲的。
So we know that tradition, scripture, eyewitnesses, they all testify to the truth of the gospel message.
所以我们讲到了传统也好，那个圣经所记载也好，还有这是真实看到了这些证人们也好，都讲了这个一个真理。
As we close, I want to bring in one more factor, and I think it's probably one of the most important.
所以在我结束之前，我还要讲另外一个那个事实，就是也许是最重要的一点。
And I want to argue that this is personal testimony or personal experience.
我要讲这个是一个真实的个人的一个经验，一个证。
Take a look at verses 7 to 11.
我们再来看那个十五章七节到十一节。
Paul says that, you know, God, Jesus appeared to the apostles, and then who does he say he appeared to? Himself.
所以保罗说了，他就给那个给那些其他的人看了，后来还说呢，他说给我看到了。
And then later on, he talks about his testimony. This is like an abstract of his testimony, how he persecuted the church. He was a murderer, a killer, but guess what? It's God's grace that saved him.
所以他讲了，就说其实他当初是个罪人，是那个因为那个就是神的蒙恩，他才能这个看到的领受到这一些。
According to Acts chapter 9, Paul encountered Christ on the road to Damascus.
那这里呢讲到就是说神那个保罗是因神的那个恩典才能看到这些。
Right? After encountering Christ, his life turned around. Instead of persecuting the church, he was preaching the resurrected Christ.
所以呢，保罗是个很好的那个证明，就是他是在神里面得救了，最后呢，他现在还为神来传道。
He experienced the goodness, the truth, and the power of the living God.
所以呢，他所讲的话呢，是真的是就是为神做的那个真实的见证。
And he was willing to die for it.
他也愿为此而死。
You know, when we read the Bible, you know, we read about Matthew, Mark, Luke. You ever wonder what happened to them?
我们念了那个圣经马太福音这些人们，你知道给他们发生什么了吗
？So according to tradition, right, these are not set in stone. We think this is what happened. This is a Roman Catholic tradition. They believe James.Was beheaded in Jerusalem.
那我们那个根据罗马的那个教规来讲，就是雅各呢是
beheaded.
被杀头了，在那个耶路撒冷就被杀头了。
Philip was scourged and crucified.
那菲利普是被那个吊起来，吊死了。
Matthew died by the sword in AD 60.
马太呢是在那个被那个箭击死了。
Mark was dragged through the streets and then burned the next day.
马可呢是被拖到外面呢烧死了。
Luke was hanged on an olive tree and died there.
路加呢是被吊在树上死了。
James, the less, not the other James, but the other James, was thrown from the temple and then beaten up.
那另外一个雅各呢，是被那个丢在那个教会里面，就是被那个打死。
Matthias was stoned and beheaded again.
那以赛亚也是被李头。
Andrew crucified.
安德鲁是被那个吊死了。
Jude crucified.
犹大被吊死了。
Peter crucified, but upside down.
彼得那个倒挂起来吊死。
John was supposed to be condemned to a boiling cauldron of oil, but he escaped.
那约翰呢是被要放在油煎，但是他逃出来了。
Where he escaped to the island of Patmos, and he wrote the book of Revelation.
他呢到了那个逃到一个岛上来，就写了那个启示录。
Barnabas stoned to death, and Paul, he was beheaded by Nero.The Emperor of Rome.
那保罗也是被那个杀头。
See, all these disciples, all these men and women, why would they allow these things to happen to them unless they experience something amazing, unless they encounter the living God?
你看为什么这些人会知道，就说会被有这么可怕的事情发生给他们，他们还是要讲这个真理出来呢？就是因为他们这个真正经历到这个事实。
You see, you and I could have these academic scholars tell you how the Bible is not true. But if you have a deep experience with Christ, you know, at least inside, you know that experience is true.
所以呢，虽然有这些学者，他们用他们的角度来说，这个是不真实的。其实如果你真正经历到神的话，你是不相信也不行的。
So I think I said this before, but let me encourage you and I, let me encourage us that we should experience God fully.
让我们都鼓励大家说能够有这个机会来经历神。
Because when we experience God fully, then we know He is real, and then we could remove doubts.
如果我们真能完完全全经历神的话，我们就对他没有疑问。
After becoming a Christian, my mom dedicated her life to serving God at age of 17.
但我的妈妈呢，在17岁的时候就奉献给神了。
Now, of course, my grandfather didn't like that, so he would, you know, beat her and kick her out of the house time to time.
当然，我的外祖父是不喜欢这样子，所以呢，他就把妈妈赶出去啊，又打她。
My mom, one time, my mom wanted to come back, but But my grandfather said, instead of coming in, why don't you go out and play?
所以呢，有一次呢，我妈妈要回家的时候呢，我的那个外祖父就说，那不要进来，你就出去吧，出去吧。
So my mom thought that's kind of odd, all right, but all right, I got the spring time now.
然后妈妈就觉得说，哎，这个很奇怪，让我出去。
And when she played and came back, she saw a monk there, like a shaman, a spiritist who could communicate with the demonic forces.
所以呢，但是他出去了又回来的时候呢，就看到一个和尚呢，在我家里，在那个跟我爸爸在讲。
Now this monk and other monks, they were chanting and they're trying to prophesy about the future of my grandparents' household.
所以那个和尚呢，就在我们家里呢，就在讲，就是对外祖父母呢，在讲他们的就是家里的那个将来啊这些的。
This medium, he seems to be possessed. I mean, he is possessed. As he chanted, his voice changed and he seems to even levitate a little bit.
所以这个和尚呢，在他讲的时候就是很投入，他好像他的声音也变了。
My mom, when she saw this, she cried out to God and she said, God, do something. The devil is now the Lord of my house.
所以呢，妈妈看到这个时候呢，就对神的呼叫说，啊，这神啊，请你做些什么事情来阻止这个那个撒旦，就是这个就是 evil 在我们家里。
And you know what happened to that? The medium, the monk, he collapsed, and something seemed to be dragging him into a tank of water.
你知道发生什么了吗？这个和尚呢，好像突然之间就什么就发生到他身上，他好像就被拖出去到一个井，那个掉到井里了。
Three other monks had to pull him or try to resist him so that he would not drown himself.
所以另外三个和尚呢，就赶快想要抓住他呢，就不让他淹死。
When my mom told me this story when I was young, first of all, I got freaked out.
当我很小的时候，妈妈告诉我这个故事的时候，我觉得很可怕哦。
Second, it reminded me of the story of the pigs, right? When all the demonic forces went from the person into the pigs, and the pigs drowned themselves.
所以，另外就是又讲了一个，就是如果这个做法做到这个猪上面，那个猪也会就是淹死的。
Which is recorded in Mark as well.
这个在马可福音里面有提到。
Now, question to you guys. If you were my mom and you experienced what you just experienced, what do you think is going to happen to your faith?
如果呢，我给你问问看，就是如果像你，如果经历到了我妈妈经历到了这种事情的话，你会怎么想呢？
It's going to grow tremendously.
所以你的内心的那个成长是相当相当大的。
She was able to see God work in a mighty way in the difficulty of her life.
他真实的看到了神是在他困难的当中能够如何来那个显他的神。
Listen, the more you experience God in your life, the more real He becomes to you.
所以呢，如果你在生活当中能够更多的经历到神的话，你就会更加的那个信实。
Now, I'm not saying go out and hunt demons, right?
所以我不是说让你就随便就出去做一些事情。
I'm not saying, you know, go out and you know, tackle those mediums or witchcraft or anything like that. What I'm saying is that difficulties will naturally arise, and what you need to do is just to remain faithful.
所以呢，我就说，不是你一定要就说去做什么，但是呢，如果在你生活当中经历到困难的时候，如果你能够对神有坚实的信仰的话。
Faith is something you cling on to, not throw away when you face difficulties.
信实呢是牢牢的在你的心里扎实的，不是说随便可以让你丢弃的。
So how do we experience God?
我们如何来经历神呢？
Trust Him, obey Him.
我们叫相信他，来服侍服从他。
Serve Him, spend time with Him.
来服侍他，跟神有交流交通的时间。
The more you are faithful to Him.The more he will become more real to you.
你对他越忠实信仰，你的信仰越诚实，你所经历的会越多。
So when we doubt, we are reminded that tradition, scripture, eyewitnesses, and our own experience validate the truth of the gospel.
所以我们讲说，传统也好，这个圣经里面所讲的也好，那些其他的证人所讲的也好，如果你自己能够亲身经历它，那就真正是那个信实的一部分。
I could stand up here and say to my fiance, Lenny, you know, I love you. You know what? I'm going to die for your sins.
那如果我站在这边跟我的那个未婚妻说，啊 ，Lenny， 我真的很爱你，我会为你的罪而死。
You know what? In fact, I get crucified on the cross.
也许我也可以被为你的罪而钉死。
Question to her is, how does she know her sins have been forgiven?
那她怎么知道说，她的罪就会被那个赦免了呢？
Where's the proof?
那个证明在哪里呢？
Well, for us Christians, the proof is the empty grave.
那我们的那个基督徒们所有的那个就是相信的就是我们将来的那个坟墓是空的。
He claimed that he's the savior of the world. He died on the cross for our sins. 3 days later, he resurrected from the grave, proving to us that he can and he will save each and every one of us.
所以呢，我们讲到了耶稣基督呢，他为我们的罪而死了，而且他被埋葬了。但是三天以后他又复活了，他又升天了，他为我们的罪那个而死，但是他又那个升天又复活了。
How many people in this world have done that?
有多少人在这个房子这里有经历到呢？
No one.
还没有，
对不
对？
Christ alone.
只有那个耶稣基督做了这样的事。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, for some of us who are not Christian yet, maybe we're still doubting, which is okay. But I pray that you continue to work in our hearts to search for you, Lord, and that you would just solidify your love for us and how much you sacrifice for each one of us, that you came from heaven to earth to die on a cross for our sins. And then you proved it to us that you can save us by the empty grave. So God, I pray for each one of us who are sitting here who might be doubting, who may not have a relationship with you, I pray that they would encounter you even today. I pray that they would ask questions, I pray to speak to the pastor, speak to me, Lord. I pray that they would start this relationship with you. And Lord, I pray for the rest of us, Lord. Maybe our relationship with you is, it's maybe a little bit died down, Lord. And maybe there's no passion, no fire. I pray that you would light that fire in our hearts once again. And I pray that you would help us experience you fully, Lord, so that when difficulties arise, we know that our faith is real. We know that when there are doubts, we know they could be quenched away because of the experience we have in you. So would you help us do that, Lord? Would you help us experience fully by trusting you, by obeying you, by serving you, by just living a faithful Christian, especially in the midst of difficulties. So God, I pray for this week. I pray for protection. I pray for safety. But I pray for opportunities in which we could grow in our experience with you, in which we could deepen our faith and knowledge of who you are. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.